Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the BFI London Film Festival 2014, and I'm joined by filmmaker Xavier Picard and producer Anna Emila, who are presenting the film Moomins on the Riviera. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So let's. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the story of the film, first of all?
The story of the film, it's difficult to tell you all the movie, but just one point very important, because you know the Moomin, they are well known in Finland and UK, but not a lot in France or different countries. So in order to see the difference and the characterization of the Moomins, we decided to put the Moomin not in the Moomin Valley where they used to live, but in another place. And we decided to drop them in the Riviera, in the French Riviera. So, like this, they discover a new world, and us, the audience, we discover the eccentricity of the Moomin, that are like fish out of water.
Why on the Riviera specifically? Now I'm very curious.
Why? Because it's based on Tove Jansson comic strip, and she has written a comic strip, Moomin on the Riviera. So why? Do not take it.
I'd like to know now the process of the animation. You use the hand-drawn technique for this animation. So what are the difficulties of doing a film like this today when 3D animation is all over the place? And we really don't get to enjoy the delight of hand-drawn animation. Is it a lot lengthier, the process?
No, at the beginning, it's an artistic choice. You can do 2D or 3D animation. I have already directed some TV series on 3D, but for Moomin, it was an evidence that it's on 2D. Because if you have a look on the Tove Jansson line, it's normal to continue like this. And the process, of course, is very long, because you have to prepare all the material for the animators. It means to fix exactly each character, to create the background, because in the comic strip you have some piece of the background, but you don't have all of it. And then you have to prepare a storyboard, a very long storyboard. It takes maybe 9 months. Wow. And after that you record with the actors, what we call the pre-recording session, in order to do an animatics. Animatics is we shoot the storyboard in order to have a pre-editing. And like this, you have the rhythm of the movie, and we can fix and already edit, because it's not live action. We have only one take on animation.
That's right. So it really requires to be quick-minded, even when you're working with animation. It's an artistic choice, but I wanted to know as well that if there was any problems that you encountered during the production side of things, during the pre-production and while the film was being made.
Well, I mean, before the production even started, the challenge was that since we have decided that we will do it hand-drawn animation, so some financiers were really skeptical about it, because they thought that everybody wants to see 3D. So this was one of our challenges when we introduced the whole idea and the concept. But during the production, I think that the hand-drawn, we didn't have problems because of that in production-wise. Once we got the funding for the film, and we had the animation itself. The whole artistic design is were done in Paris, but then the animation itself is done in China, and the studio that we had there, Xavier Picard knew the people from before, and he had worked with them, so we were really confident with that, and it all worked really well too. So,
Let me put you on the spot. Was it hard to get the film financed?
Yes.
Yes. Why is that?
Well, because, like I said, people were skeptical about the idea of making a traditional animation instead of 3D. So we got feedback from that. And then the other problem was that since the strips were written to adult audience, and then the merchandising and the previous TV series were for children audience, so we intended to make a film which works for both levels, and there's the different layer for humor for adults and different for children. But then some of the financiers or distributors found it complicated not to be able to put it in the children's film box or then to the, you know, other boxes, so that they were sort of, this was something which they were not able to put in the standard boxes.
It's like they've forgotten about Asterix and other the animation films of the same kind. What's going on? Let's talk about the sense of humor in the film. There's obviously there's like different layers of humor. There's something for kids, but there's also something for adults. So how do you balance it out?
We didn't balance really. You have two levels of reading. So the adults, can, if you have, for example, a sequence is with two dogs, that it's a love story between two animals. So for the kids, it's normal. First degree, it's okay. But for the adults, you can imagine something else. And it's up to you. But it was naturally, when we write like this, very naturally, the two levels of lecture.
Now, we talked about the sense of humor now, but I want to know, from the artistic viewpoint, what are the challenges of channeling the original work as a filmmaker and translating it on the big screen in a way that really it translates the spirit of the original work?
Yeah. It was a big challenge because we wanted to make justice to Tove Jansson because... of course, there are some TV series about the Moomin, but it's not exactly the Moomin I had in mind. So we went very deeply in the Tove Jansson art book and comic strip, and each vignette it's beautiful. So we tried in the storyboard not to respect it, but to be really inspired by it.
I thought it was incredibly creative too, so I enjoyed every bit of it. I have to say, because I wasn't familiar with the original work, I didn't think that I would enjoy it so much, but I really did. So now that I know it's good, and you guys must be very proud of the work, what's the next stage for this film? I mean, have you got distribution or?
Yeah, we have. It's already been sold to 30 countries, and now here in London, our sales agent is negotiating about the distribution to some territories, and then we are going to AFM, where it's also going to be sold around the world.
Great. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, and thanks very much for joining us and talking to us about your wonderful film.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.